Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Craig Horn. We are wrapping up a just fun week with Brewster McLeod, just talking about ministry, his days at Southland Christian Church, just all the fun things that went on there. And at the same time, obviously ministry can tear your heart out at times too, because you hurt with people when they lose loved ones, and especially prematurely. And but yesterday we talked about our hero, Wayne Smith, founding pastor of Southland Christian Church. But man, if you've got a drive or you're exercising and got 45 minutes, we have four 14-minute programs that we've done this week. You'll be blessed by those. You'll laugh one minute, you'll cry the next. But go check them out at our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But I want to wrap up this week. You know, Brewster, 40 years, you just grinded, man, working all the time, with poured your heart into ministry, and yet you didn't get done, man. You started something else, a new type of ministry. Tell us about this coffee house, man.
Well, after I retired, I mean, I never have been a retirement, like, you know, leave and golf. I can't stand golf. My ADD, I just can't do golf. But I knew that there was still some more. And so after Southland, when I retired, they gave me a lump sum, blah, blah, blah. And let's look at, I was teaching a class maybe a year or two before I retired, and it was on the parable of the workers. And then that's where, you know, you came on at 6 a.m. I came on at 9, your brother came on at 12, and then someone came on at 3, and we all got paid the same thing. And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit led me in to say, hey, listen, if we ever open up a business, a coffee house, let's just say coffee house, can we all work together? And so they just jumped on the board and they loved it. And so sure enough, later, after a year and a half after I retired, during that year and a half, we formed a nonprofit board, and we were going to do Brewster's Coffee. I wasn't hung up on the name. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives through me. So I kind of wanted to go to Bigfoot Cafe, dot, dot, dot. Your search is over. They wanted to use Brewster or McLeod's. And so we did Brew Into Others. We did McLeod's. And that part, I don't care. However, I just wanted to find a safe place, an edgy place, a fun place, a desirable place, a place that's got great coffee, and a place where people can have table fellowship. And so I'm all about tables, sitting to table. It's a very Jewish custom where if you want to confront somebody, you don't do it on their doorstep. You don't do it in an email. You take them for a meal. And so I think it's important. And Wayne would say that as well. You know what I mean? And you're going to confront them at a meal. That's a very fair situation. So we put our team together, and we have hired 36 VIPs. We call them VIPs. They are handicapable men and women. Some of them, their ACT is higher than Greg and mine put together. And some are in wheelchairs, but a lot of them can do things that I don't know. The POS is like the cash register of the 1970s when I was working at the dairy. But the POS, the point of sale, it's a computer. Mm-hmm. They do it better than I do. Then we get a great manager from Starbucks, and we hire shift leaders, and it's up and running. So October, probably a year, we've been working on it a year. And then October was a soft opening toward the end. November the opening, November the first, something in that way. And so we are gung-ho, and then November, December, January, February, and then COVID hits. But we're still alive. It is, Wayne Smith said, ministry is the hardest. Wayne lied to me. And I don't mean the working with the special needs. I don't mean working with the shift leaders, the manager. It's one of the hardest things I have ever done in my life. And I'm not complaining about it. It is just hard. It's when you're at ministry, then when you go home, you still take some of that. And I shouldn't say that, because I'm still doing a lot of ministry. I've done 45 funerals since I've retired. However, I'm not going to turn someone away that I've known the Horn family for this many years. And if they needed me, I'm still going to show up. So I'm not a threat to Weiss or Southland, but you do establish those friendships. And so, so those special needs. But I want to tell you, every day there's a story that walks through that door. Now, mm-hmm. This whole virus thing, I have no idea how it's going to turn out. But all I say, since the virus hit, my dependence is in the Lord. Mm. I mean, you know what I mean? I have no idea. I vested, when I say vested money, I just lived on that, what they gave me, and I was very honored to do it. And it's slowly running out. However, at times I'm going, listen, am I going to have to gather those buckets of change that I've been saving for the last 40 years? I swear, I like 7 different buckets throughout the house. And am I going to have to go to Kroger or Walmart and play Vegas at Walmart? Vegas, what I mean is pouring those quarters, those coins. You've had to do it too because of that grocery store. Or am I going to have to pour some of those coins to get some money out? You know what I mean? But you know what? If I do have to, that's fine. And if I have to grab coins out to get my coffee in the morning, I'm not broke, but I'm just saying, you know, it's not the easiest thing. So it's not like having that check come in every 2 weeks when you're at Southland. So when the COVID hit, let me tell you, we all, not just, Brewster just didn't go scot-free. We all claimed unemployment. And I'm one of those that the governor hasn't paid yet. But you know what? Yeah. Still, this battle belongs to the Lord. You know what I mean? Amen. And so still, it is, you know, in the mornings, I get up at 6 and I'm there around 7:30 or 8. I'm off on Mondays. But today there were 19 stories that came through that door, just like when you came through that door with Sylvia. Yeah. There's a story every person. So still a safe place. When I say we've had to cut back, we've simply had to cut back because people are taking their time and getting back. Yeah. I think Southland had 4 campuses, had 2,000 people at worship this Sunday. I think Southeast with 14 campuses, they had 5,000, you know what I mean, spread out. And so it has taken a toll on everybody. However, this coffee shop's not Brewster's, it's the Lord's coffee house. And so we're still hiring special needs, or we're still working them. They get $7.25 an hour. And, you know, it's awesome to see these men and women work so hard. And they are great. They're awesome at greeting people. They're great with connecting with people. And they also appreciate that they have an awesome job.
Well, tell about Shanna Tarvin. She went on a mission trip with us and was a beautiful
young. Shanna Tarvin, you know, probably had an attitude in high school, even on our mission trip. Then a year after her high school graduation, she was going to a wedding. She was in a wedding. She was on 169 near Jessamine County High School. She ran off the road, overcompensated, went through a horse fence, and some of the fence went into her brain. And Shanna, brain injury, but she's been working at Southland Christian Church part-time for the last 20 years. I remember going to Butch Locklear to say to Butch and Wayne, hey, can we hire Tarvin, you know, Shanna Tarvin, just let her help do different things. And she's been a blessing to them. And then she's one of our greeters, and she can do anything. And when those people come into that coffee house and she greets them, and then every now and then she laughs, and she has a high pitch. The pink flamingo mating season high pitch. And she laughs even more about that. But when you can see a young lady who's had a brain injury laugh, my goodness. I mean, that is infectious. And so Wayne Smith loved the Tarvins and loved Shanna. And so it's awesome to use people in different forms, different fashions. But, you know, there's some of these men and women, they're doing lattes that I can't even understand the machine. And they're doing lattes out of that machine. And it's not just milk, pouring this milk here and that milk there, but it's just a real cafe latte and all that way. And so it's been an awesome experience. It's an edgy place. I sometimes say jokingly, I think it's the best lighting, and better than Jeff Ruby's or better than Tony's, because it is great lighting. It's from a friend of mine, Tony McRae in Atlanta, Georgia, who did all the lighting for us, the globes and the different parts of the lights. And so we've had a great time, and the decorating is awesome. And we sell all the furniture in there. So it's almost like a furniture store too. So if you want a great table, come over and you can buy this table and we'll replace it. But it helps us when we sell stuff like that.
Well, talk about that. Speaking of Wayne Smith, he may have sold it, but last time I was in there, he had his own chair that I was sitting in. How about that?
So Barney's of New York, I went last year. And in New York City, Todd Tyler and I go every year, and Todd buys his expensive cologne there. And so, in lo and behold, in the tie department in this place, men's store, here's a mid-century wire chair with ties threaded through. And so I asked the lady how much it was. She said $800. I went, well, I can't take it back on the plane. And can I take a picture of it? So I took a picture, and I had a chair like that. And so we made all of Wayne's ties. We formed a chair out of it. And so it's the Wayne B. Smith tie, and my dad's ties are in there as well. And so, just a little piece of Wayne right there.
Well, I love that. Then, of course, you have the Wayne Smith special, too, for but, food.
Yeah, so he loved donut days. You know, in his early days, he probably had more money, but he would take you to maybe Waffle House or maybe Rafferty's. That's big time. You know what I mean? Wayne Smith. Or maybe a bigger steakhouse. You know, maybe Ruth Chris in the early day, you know, with the big money bag. In the last days... Last days was donut days, and he loved donut days. He would go there for coffee and sit around the bench, and he would tell jokes to all those men and women. And now I'm learning, after we've opened the coffee house, I'll go in there, and all those men and women who were in there, they got to really sit at the feet of Jesus, or sit at the feet of Wayne, as he was being Jesus to them, and loving them and telling jokes and giving them laughter and giving them some hope.
Well, I had your cinnamon croissant the other day. It was tremendous. I took your advice. You said warm it up 19 seconds in the microwave, and it was tremendous. So you guys have good food. The coffee, I mean, you did some research. I mean, it's quality coffee.
We did some research. And, like, so Brewster's Brew is a flavor type coffee, and it's called Totally Nuts. It's Brewster's Brew, but Totally Nuts. And it's like seven different nuts that's in this coffee. And we do a light roast, dark roast, but we have hot, cold things. We have sandwiches, we have pimento cheese, we have chicken salad, we have chips. And so, we're open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the only reason, because of the, farm days, or because of the days on South and Drive on Sundays, we have open on that day. And Wayne would laugh because we're open on Sunday. However, I would say, Wayne, on Mondays, we will take a day off. But because we're having those big days out in front where they sell the vegetables and all, so that's why we're open. So we've been open the last 2 weeks on Sunday. They're great days, good fellowship, too.
Well, it really is a great place. I've been several times, a great place to meet somebody. The music's not too loud like it is in some coffee places.
Good Wi-Fi. You got to have good Wi-Fi, to be honest.
Yep. I've done some work there, so I want to encourage you to check it out. Tell where you guys are located.
So we're at 376 Southland Drive, across the street from Millward's, or next door to Geno's, or down from Winchell's. And Southland Drive is booming, and it was booming before COVID, and it's still booming, and it's just taking everyone. You know, I mean, I went to Winchell's the other day, and there was no one there, you know what I mean? But they're starting, so it's slowly starting back. Every day is a better day. And but the cool thing about it, the stories are still being told. You want to tomorrow we're having Larry and Diana Owen, and they're going to come in, and we're going to interview them. And he was a missionary in Haiti 40 years from Versailles, Kentucky. And we're just inviting people who have been to Haiti before, come on and just sit at his feet and let him tell a story. And I think Wayne Smith did his wedding years and years ago. Wayne, wow. By the way, he loved funerals. He did not care to do weddings.
I remember that about him well. Well, you guys have great food. It's just great atmosphere. Tell one more story. We talked about Shanna. Tell about another one of your VIPs.
Yeah, so I would say Tina. And Tina was 19 years at Kroger at Boston Road. I think she was in a car wreck, and she lost her hand up to her arm. And I think her mother was killed. And Tina, 19 years at Kroger, decides to come over because she knew Juanel, the manager at Starbucks. She can do anything. She can make lattes. She can do the point of sale. I can't do those. She can. And so here's Tina, probably about 4'11", and just has the joy of the Lord on her face. And she could be one of the most popular people in that store. You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter. Wheelchair. Megan says, listen, I can do anything that anybody else can do. It's just a different time. I will get it done, but it may not be as quick as you. And I appreciate that.
Oh, great, great stories, great people. Go check out McLeod's Coffee House over on Southland Drive near Winchell's and Gino's Tuxedo. Pick up a coffee cup, coffee mug to take it home to bless them. This is a great ministry. We've had a lot of fun. Brewster, thanks for being with us this week,
buddy. I love it. Thank you.
All right. For Brewster McLeod, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next week on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.